$1,000. Support RBN today.
It's waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
And all the rest of the nation is still sleeping. They'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, undermining our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 9th of August, 2014, and we're going to be getting into the Middle Eastern situation again today. Numerous avenues of different things developing all around us, and I want to get into this Palestinian-Israeli conflict, massacre really is what the word is, at some length today, and we're going to do that. And if we have some time, I also want to explore the MH17 downing. We haven't really talked about this shoot down. We have a lot of audio from the State Department, and some of which we might not get to today, but we're going to try to squeeze as much into this a broadcast as possible here over the next course of the next 3 hours. By the way, Roger Mundy was supposed to be with us today, and I got a call. I got the message actually just about 15 minutes before the broadcast. Apparently, he is experiencing some back pain. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Roger Mundy. And back pain can be very debilitating. So I talked to him just yesterday, and he was doing very well. There must have been something that happened where he injured it, you know, over the course of the last, you know, number of hours. But anyway, Roger, our thoughts and prayers are with you, and that of the audience. We ask that you remember Roger in prayer. All right, Nancy, good morning.
Well, good morning, Darren. Back to the neocon New World Disorder. What part of the globe isn't just burning, Darren?
Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything. You know, we got the economy in shambles right now. McDonald's just put out evidently their information about their July sales, and it fell more than expected. People can't even afford to eat out anymore at fast food restaurants. Not that they should be anyway, because that's really the least healthy choice you could probably have. But I think it's indicative of just the overall sad state of the economy, where even the major fast food giants now are starting to feel the pinch. We know Walmart. We talked about the sales at Walmart being down, also one of the largest retailers. And I think, you know, people should be boycotting them. But the point of the matter is when these huge giant multinational corporations, the ones that have been in the position to uniquely control, manipulate, and squeeze markets better than anybody else, they're starting to feel the pinch of the economic calamities, then I guess that speaks volumes to where we are. You know, we've talked about this, Nancy, that a third of the workforce, a third, you know, according to their own numbers, have dropped out of the workforce.
Yep.
You know, and when you consider that a lot of these people who would be in the workforce are children, you know, according to the numbers, when you factor in a lot of the population, that third, one out of every three Americans are not in the labor force anymore. A lot of these people wouldn't be anyway because they're children, going on overall population statistics. That puts the number up probably closer to half. I mean, so,
well, you know, you're talking about the latest statistics were over 92 million people.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it's extraordinary, Darren. There's only 317 million people in this whole country.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's what I'm saying is some of these people are children. And when you factor that into those numbers, it starts to paint a very draconian picture. By the way, the chat room is open. You can go in there right now. The website is governamerica.com. The chat room is chat.governamerica.com. If you want to go there direct, And you can interact with each other. Also, my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Well, we've got a new threat of a pandemic. The WHO, the World Health Organization, is declaring Ebola an international health emergency. You know, it seems like I've heard this, seen this movie before, Nancy.
We've had all of the different H1N whatever flus, all kinds of stuff. And, of course, you know, we've got all the new border diseases flooding the country. Mm-hmm. What can you say?
Well, Reuters says that the world's worst outbreak of Ebola that has killed nearly 1,000 people in West Africa represents an international health emergency that could continue spreading for months. So I guess there's already a vaccine, not FDA approved yet, last I knew, but supposedly they got this vaccine that's in the works that they're wanting to race out. And we know in the past that the Bush administration has given the vaccine manufacturers, back when they were clamoring the last pandemic, that they would have immunity to lawsuits in the event that these products, quote unquote, damage the public health.
Yep.
So here we go again with this.
Well, and you know, it was also just so incredibly interesting that right before the World Health Organization declared this, you know, a global pandemic, that Obama, in his brilliance, declared a new executive order saying that he could basically imprison, quarantine, put behind, you know, put in FEMA camps, you know, anybody with a sniffles.
Right. And we know with the State Emergency Health Powers Act, once again, this is going back in time with some of the stuff that's happened in the past, but the State Emergency Health Powers Act,
yes,
that was passed by many state legislators throughout the country.
Now.
Yeah, I mean, they can either mandate that you get vaccines, or if you refuse, the mandatory quarantines.
Yep.
So this could be an excuse that they use to try to lock people up and lock people down. I don't want to scare people. I'm not looking to do that. But it's important to know what's going on, and if everybody's aware of it, then their tactics can be foiled.
Profits. Just imagine the corporate profits for the pharmaceutical industry with enforced vaccines.
Right. I think it's important to take everything that we're being told today with a grain of salt, because we're propagandized and lied to on a daily basis. In the meantime, Breitbart reports Ebola could cross unsecured U.S. border. And see, that's the point, listeners. If they're so worried about a pandemic, if they're so worried about Ebola being a threat, why isn't more being done to stop this influx of migrants coming into the country?
And why did they bring Ebola infected people into the country?
Yeah, exactly. Because I believe that this whole thing, and I'm sure Nancy, you would concur with this, is an engineered scenario. We talked a lot on this broadcast about how back in January they were advertising for people to be able to transport these people, these influx, these migrants, these what they're called by many illegal immigrants, but they're not under human rights treaties, which is what the government is operating under. They're called migrants. And anyway, they were advertising for transportation contractors to be able to transport these people from one place to the other across the country.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That interesting when we have the so-called global pandemic? Isn't it interesting equally when the Border Patrol agents are telling us that most of them are criminals?
Yeah,
murderers, even.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, we're at the first break already. We're going to try to hit the ground running and move as quick as possible. This is going to be a fast-running show. Stay with us. Government America continues here in a few moments on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant here as we continue on. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com or chat.governamerica.com. As we continue here, I want to get back into this Border Patrol situation. Right now we have migrant workers coming here. We mentioned the Ebola thing before the break. Breitbart also reports a Border Patrol agent are talking about how these people are coming here to do horrible things. They're letting, keep in mind, MS-13 gangs, various other entities that are criminal in nature are being allowed and brought in, ladies and gentlemen. The smugglers, who they call coyotes, are being paid money to bring children in. This is something that's already been admitted. One of the officials that we have audio from was saying that it's the same people who were running the, actually it was Jay Johnson, Homeland Security Secretary, was saying that it's the same people who were running the guns are also running the children. And it makes me think about Eric Holder and Fast and Furious and that whole criminal cartel operation. You know, if it's the same people, number one, how do they know that? Number two, maybe they arranged it. I really think that this is a totally created, engineered scenario. Anyway, they say in this Breitbart piece, Border Patrol agent and vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, Sean Moran, debunked the argument that illegal immigrants are the only ones coming to the United States and they're only coming here on Friday's American Newsroom on the Fox News channel. These are not people coming here to work, as the so-called line is fed to us. These are people coming here to do horrible things. He says, I think the murder of Agent Vega shows that what these people are capable of and what we're up against, close to 50 years of lack border enforcement by the U.S. government. We have two political parties that are unwilling to take real enforcement action, and we have had two administrations in a row that gutted enforcement actions by the U.S. Border Patrol by ICE agents that do not allow us to actually go to do our job. We are handcuffed at every single turn. Now, I remember interviewing one of the people, because, you know, I think it's very important what he says about there's two successive administrations that have done this. The Bush administration, all the stuff that the foundation for this was laid with the Bush administration. Actually, you can take it back further than that with NAFTA. And keep in mind, listeners, the Cloward-Piven strategy, these Columbia University professors who were socialists wanting to, you know, have, quote, in poverty in America, were instrumental in coming up with that strategy to bankrupt the country, throw us into economic turmoil and chaos by flooding the welfare rolls. These people were standing behind Bill Clinton when he signed NAFTA back in 1993. So NAFTA is very much a part of this whole Cloward-Piven strategy, and I think that that's what's being employed here. I think you can clearly see.
Darren, go ahead. I mean, I think, you know, especially due to the state of our manufactured collapsing economy, it looks to me like they are very, very purposefully mainstreaming the black market industries into the United States. You know, the largest depositors in third world countries and their banks are the black market cartels. And I think in order to attempt to hold up the United States, which now, you know, is basically an enemy to the entire world, I think that they are bringing in, literally mainstreaming the black markets to try to hold up our banks, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. That could very well be the case. And I also could see cash being villainized in a major way under the guise of fighting criminal activity. However, it would make it more transparent, probably, for their criminal actions. Probably the only reason why they haven't done it yet. That's what I believe as far as that goes.
You know, another headline that is really interesting, Darren, is that, and it's posted, it says Border Patrol agent claims illegal armed immigrants are in military fatigues, have been spotted on ranches in the West.
Yep.
Now, that's very interesting, because are we also mainstreaming and importing foreign militaries now as well?
Well, people have been talking about that for years, being the possibility that the Russians are here, that the communist Chinese are here in plain clothes. But
and the Russian,
keep in mind, listeners,
rather the Mexican military, you know, who's been, you know, crossing back and forth over the border for years.
Yeah. And keep in mind, you don't need foreign military for martial law. You don't need foreign military when you have police departments that are funded by the federal government through the Department of Homeland Security grants, and they're being federalized, and they're getting military gear.
Yep, exactly.
But building upon what Nancy just said about these armed illegal immigrants, or what they more properly are called migrants, in military fatigues being spotted on Texas ranches.
Yep.
Sheriff Larry Spence of Willacy County said that after the murder of the off-duty Border Patrol agent, Vega, who was allegedly gunned down by two illegals who had been deported six times. Sheriff Spence with said ranchers had reported these illegals walking through the brush in single file, armed with rifles and military fatigues. He said he used to not show a weapon, but now he has two or maybe three because of the increasing criminal element. It's not like it was years ago when people were just looking for a job or something to eat. So they've seen a definite change in the type of individuals who are coming here. And the fact is that we shouldn't, our military has been gone out of this country for many years. And I think the bottom line is, folks, none of this would be possible if we hadn't had the criminal cartel in office taking us down. And I'm not just talking about the Obama administration. Certainly they're a part of it. But every administration in recent history, certainly in our lifetime, have been a party to it. You know, and their answer to everything, including Reagan, by the way. Lots of things happened under Reagan. Ladies and gentlemen, Reagan had an amnesty in 1983.
Yep.
What does that encourage people to do? A lot of the foundation for this was laid during the Reagan administration, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
So as I always say, it's time to quit with the hero worship. We have information about El Salvador robbery suspect being arrested in California. There's another one. You know, the crime element's going up. The government has no receipts. They apparently lose the receipts for thousands of unaccompanied alien children. That's another report from National Review. Maybe they should look in the same place that all the lost files for the IRS went, the lost emails, huh? Yeah, they seem to... whenever they want to audit you, it seems like they're very good at finding the records. But they can't seem to find the records when it comes to things, well, that aren't much of a priority now, is it? All right, bottom of the hour break. Man, this time's going by so fast, but we'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Govern America. The website, once again, www.governamerica.com. As we continue, I wanted to get back into this border situation right now just for a moment because we have Texas now trying to push for enforcement of its own borders. And this is what I've been saying all along that needs to happen. The states have to take a role, a leading role, where the federal government will not. Obviously, the federal government's working for the takedown of the United States of America. I mean, that nothing could be further, more blatantly illustrated every single day that we have a federal government that's working against the American people every single step of the way. And with this, with the border being a mess, with Border 2020 being a reality, the La Paz Agreement from 1983, I believe it was, is when that came into effect, which created the U.S.-Mexico border region. Blurring the border, ladies and gentlemen, they do it under the guise of the Environmental Protection Agency and implementing sustainable development along the border. But anytime you create a region, you create a layer of governance, not government, but governance, which can then be used to harmonize and regulate things and break down real borders. And that's what we have going on with the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, New York Times reports, along the Rio Grande, the suspect smugglers trying to slip into the United States have certainly noticed their adversaries on the water. Burly commandos in black and white boats mounted with 30 caliber machine guns and bulletproof shields. The patches on the officers' camouflage fatigues identify them not as Border Patrol agents, but as another breed of law enforcement entirely, Texas game wardens. A team of them whose routine duties include investigating fishing tournament cheaters and making arrests for BUI, boating while they're under the influence. A patrol the Rio Grande, pulling smuggling suspects from the river and dodging rocks thrown from the Mexican side. Members of the Texas Ranchers or Texas Rangers have also traded in their familiar white cowboy hats for camouflage so that they can blend in to the brush on the covert nighttime operations. So anyway, I'm not going to read that whole article. The point is that now Texas is taking the lead and doing something about its border situation, which I think is good. Arizona tried that. They were sued before by the federal government. However, I maintain that these states have got to get it into their heads to quit being dragged into federal court. Just quit recognizing the federal government. That's the key to this whole thing. But anyway, all of this really brings me, Nancy, to my Joe Biden heads up.
His name is Joe Biden. He's our nation's 47th vice president. His foot is always in his mouth. Republicans must think that he was heaven sent. Every time Joe speaks, Obama must be thinking, here we go again. Who's the politician always saying something stupid? It's Joe Biden.
Well, Ala Pundit writes in Hot Air, he says, I saw this yesterday at Breitbart and nearly fell off the chair. Does Diamond Joe not understand that he's undermining Democrats' big refugee talking points in saying this? Basically, what he's saying, it's been a mantra of the administration. And Nancy, you probably remember this, and this is something that's been built up by the media in a major way, that the flood of migrants coming in here has been caused by the violence in Central America. You've heard that, haven't you?
Yep.
And this is something that's been repeated over and over again by the administration, like I say, as also the media has been a big part of this. Well, now, Smiling Joe, as a matter of fact, to further illustrate that, not only the administration and the media, but also Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. This is what he said. This is kind of the rhetoric, and it's been really representative of the rhetoric in recent days.
That should turn children away and send them back to certain death.
We are not a country that should send them away to certain death. Okay, here's O'Malley again. This is, once again, the Maryland government, Maryland governor, who is a Democrat.
I'm far more concerned about children being penned up and cooped up in conditions that look a lot more like kennels. The bigger point is that we are Americans, and we do not return refugee kids who find themselves on our doorstep back into war-torn or famine-racked places where they will face certain death.
Once again, certain death. Okay, now here's Jay Johnson, the Homeland Security Secretary, testifying before Congress, I think it's like 2 or 3 months ago.
I'm convinced that the principal reason these kids, from everything I've heard, everything I've seen, and from my own conversations with these kids, the principal reason they're leaving is the push factor from the countries they're leaving. The conditions in Honduras, for example, are horrible. It's the murder capital of the world.
Okay. Now, here's Joe Biden.
By the way, I have spent, like a lot of you, particularly the advocates in the room, an awful lot of time looking in detail at where each of these kids come from, the neighborhood they come from, the country they come from, the rate of violence in those neighborhoods. And guess what? It's bad, but nothing's changed. Nothing's changed in 6 months or a year. The neighborhoods are no more violent or no less violent. They're really bad, those neighborhoods. But the idea is somehow there was a massive new wave. What's happened is that a group of folks got together and decided that there's a hell of a good way to make money. You just don't transfer drugs. Give me $5,600 and I'll take your baby to the border. And your baby's going to be home free. And that is at least a significant part, no matter how many of you. The reason I said what I said in the front end is to show my credentials. I care as much about this as all of you think you care and no more. But something has happened beyond the fact that there's utter despair. That despair existed a year ago and 18 months ago. And so what you do is, you know, give me your child, these coyotes, making a hell of a lot of money. And they're the same people, you know, they're sending the kid up and smuggling guns back, you know. Moving drugs. It's been around for a while, except there's a new business model out there now, a more enhanced business model. And so we're in a situation now where because of an awful lot of false information, a bad problem, a serious problem, the one that already existed, has been exacerbated.
Okay, a lot of the false information. Now, again, where has this false information been coming from? It's been coming from Democrats. It's been coming from the administration themselves. And, of course, the media repeating the lies. So what's false information?
You know.
So here's Biden.
If I listen to him, I chalk him up with my other very specific group of politicians. That, you know, I believe that Joe Biden is an unstable human being. I think that he has proven that on multiple occasions. He's right up there with Nancy Pelosi, who I also believe to be a very unstable human being. Boehner, who I believe to be, you know, a lifelong alcoholic. Joe Biden, number one, is not credible but in any sense of the word. Number two, the plan, it's like you said, beginning with NAFTA from the very beginning, was to internationalize the United States. Bringing these children in ensures multiple generations. All of these children will, within probably 5 to 10 years, will be having, you know, American children. They're bringing all of their cultural baggage here. They have contacts with black market family members at home. I mean, this is a unbelievable nightmare for the United States. And you don't tell me that Joe Biden, you know, what, Joe Biden is worried about the kids in Honduras? Yeah, I got some swampland to sell you in a biosphere desert.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we got to take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment. This is Government America.
Saying something stupid, it's Joe Biden.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
We're back. This is Government America. Nancy Levanis here. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. One of the things that I've found growing out of this whole border situation, and one of the things we've repeatedly said on this broadcast, is we've stressed the importance of keeping track of the Organization for American States. I'm going to keep coming back to this because I really believe that this is really our European Union, and it's been around for a long time, and they have been working constantly behind the scenes, undetected, with no media coverage, to build and integrate the Americas. One of the things that I found, by the way, Nancy, was a sub-organization, an offshoot, to this Organization of American States called the Pan-American Development Foundation. This is called, you can actually get to the website, padf.org, for Pan American Development Foundation. And just to share with you a little bit about this group, the Pan American Development Foundation, it's a 501c3 tax exempt organization. It's a strategic partner of the Organization of American States. It was established in 1962 to implement socioeconomic development programs and disaster assistance in Latin America and the Caribbean. For a half century, the PADF's innovative work, they claim, has earned it a much-deserved reputation as a skilled implementer of programs that address key challenges in Latin America and the Caribbean. PADF has produced impressive results, they say, throughout the Western Hemisphere. During fiscal year 2013 alone, PADF reached more than 10.2 million people in 22 countries, executing grants from public and private sector partners and promoting corporate social responsibility. They say, as part of the strategy, PADF engages community-based groups, non-governmental organizations, local governments, and the private sector. And there you have your public-private partnerships, ladies and gentlemen, in the process of implementing appropriate solutions for sustainable development. Sustainable development. Through these partnerships, PADF seeks to create economic opportunities. Yeah. You know, how are they doing after a half a century of creating economic opportunities for Central America? You know, it seems to me like one of the new arguments, you just heard Joe Biden say it wasn't the violence that's driving him here. I've also heard coming out of certain official channels that, well, it's not the violence, now it's the, it's poverty. Poverty's driving their move north. Okay, well, we've had a half a century of the PADF, the Pan-American Development Foundation, working with private corporations and NGOs to make life so much better for the hemisphere. How's that working for all of us, listeners? They say the Pan-American Development Foundation empowers disadvantaged people and communities in Latin America and the Caribbean to achieve sustainable economic and social progress, strengthen their communities and civil society, promote democracy and governance, and prepare for and respond to natural disasters and humanitarian crises, thereby advancing the principles of the Organization of American States. And they go on to being committed to results, innovation, empowerment, excellence, teamwork, partnerships, accountability, and inter-American cooperation. Whatever that means. I read dropping the borders. That's what I think it means. But, you know, the interesting thing here, Nancy, is under the tab of partners. They have a lot of different corporations and organizations and entities, a huge long list of partners, and some of the partners are, Aeropost, BlackBerry, Boeing, Cargill, Caterpillar, CBS 4 Miami, Chevron, Citi, the bank. I'm just trying to go down and hit a few highlights. FedEx,
well,
Florida,
you know,
International University, Holiday Inn Express, Marriott. Go ahead, Nancy.
Something that we often forget is, you know, we understand NAFTA, we understand the Canada, United States, Mexico trade agreements, but we often forget and overlook CAFTA, which also passed, which is the
Absolutely.
Central American Free Trade Act.
Yeah.
And what this Pan-American Development Foundation, you know, obviously it's what it orchestrates, but at the same time, The trade acts like CAFTA, NAFTA, now we got the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we got the Atlantic Partnership coming up too. One of the things that they clearly have done in every single nation involved is destabilize it. They've done it to the United States, they've done it to Canada, they've done it to Mexico. We read a list of the conflicts that the United States has been involved in Central America, practically every country. These groups, through CAFTA, through NAFTA, through the Organization of American States, they go into countries, they destabilize, they create the problems that they can then bring in with their, you know, global missions. And the missions are all about, really, Darren, they're all about natural resources. They're all about these corporations getting control of all natural resources and lowering wages.
Right. And bringing in the, you know, we were talking about Ebola earlier because this is the latest scare. One of the partners of this Pan-American Development Corporation, a foundation, is Merck. You know,
how about that?
Yeah. Microsoft is a partner.
Is Roche?
I don't see Roche on the list, but Walmart's there. Walmart, Universal, Univision,
all the big players.
Yeah, Walmart, Western Union. I mean, there's just a lot of different huge long list, and I by no means even came close to reading it all because I don't want to take up our precious airtime. Lots of foundations too. I believe the Gates Foundation is in here. I remember seeing that last night. The Clinton Bush Haiti Fund is another one. So, you know, and of course the United States State Department, Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, the Department of Veteran Affairs, Embassy of the United States in America, Bolivia, the General Services Administration.
Yeah, all those global organizations.
Yeah, well, these are United States government agencies. United States Agency for International Development, which I think should be disbanded. We shouldn't have a U.S. aid when we can't make ends meet ourselves. Charity begins at home, ladies and gentlemen. United States Agency for International Development Limited Excess Property Program. United States Southern Command is a partner. So, I mean, lots of different federal agencies sponsor this group. And, of course, UN Habitat. The World Bank is also in this whole multilateral partnership agreement with the Pan American Development Foundation. So here's another organization to keep track of if you really want to know what's going on in the world. The PADF, it's PADF.org. For those
Aaron,
of you
let me quickly just add out. Something, too. There's a headline that I posted on on the 8th. Rockefeller Foundation and USAID, which you just mentioned, launch a new global resilience partnership. Let me quickly just read you the first paragraph.
Okay.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, and the Rockefeller Foundation announced the other day a $100 million global resilience partnership that lays out a vision for building resilience to chronic stresses and increasing shocks in communities across Africa and Asia. It is a new model for solving complex and interrelated challenges for the 21st century, such as persistent and often extreme poverty, food insecurity, and climate shocks. Now, they are laying out a vision for building resilience to chronic stress and increasing shocks in Africa and Asia. I find that to be very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredible. Knowing what these people are up to takes full-time study. And then you can't always figure it out. But anyway, yep. We're at the end of this hour already. Hour number two is straight ahead, and we're just really getting started here, folks. Stay with us. Don't go away. This is Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe...